Paul, can you talk a little bit about the issue of the potential change in biomarkers that can occur going from the adjuvant to metastatic setting?
I was asked at the recent ASCO to review two papers that I think introduce an important adjunct to this discussion that we've been having this morning about the value of biomarkers in terms of their prognostic and predictive power. We've spent the morning discussing the complexities and vicissitudes of these markers in the primary tumor and how we get to interpret them, their sampling issues, the techniques of measurement, the intra-laboratory variability, the cross-laboratory variability, the reproducibility, the false positive and false negative values of these tests, and how complicated this is to apply to our patient care. What these investigators have done is presented two retrospective papers on sample sizes of 160 and 231 patients, respectively, where they've looked at basically ER, PR, and HER2 in the primary tumor and a sample taken downstream, and that's important, after a disease-free interval from a secondary site of disease, which is a secondary site in a basket of locations, not necessarily all distant metastases. In fact, predominantly local regional recurrences or in-breast recurrences and not distant, true distant visceral metastases. But they have opened a debate from these two papers that is extremely important because it's currently something that every clinician is faced with in the clinic every week. We are increasingly biopsying patients for recurrent metastases to see whether the biomarkers have changed. And then we are variably across, I would say, our community of colleagues responding to those changes in different ways. And currently, I don't think we know how to respond to those changes. And so these two papers ask, is there biological evolution from a primary tumor to a recurrence? And if so, do these changes impact on clinical outcome? In other words, if a tumor loses its ER positivity from primary to metastasis, does that actually change the outcome of the patient differently from if it doesn't? And I think these are unanswered questions. If we see changes, should treatment be determined by biomarkers on the primary or on recurrences? If a patient was once ER positive and has a recurrence that's ER negative, should they continue to get endocrine therapy or not? If they were HER2 positive and they become HER2 negative, should we abandon it? If they were HER2 negative and become HER2 positive, should we implement it? These are the in-clinic decisions that I think all my colleagues and all of us have talked to patients about in the past 1 month.